We present Robin Hood by John Graham and Peter Ling, starring Norman Wisdom and Moira Lister. Episode 1, Norman's Trial Run.
Morning, Norman.
Morning, Chief.
Stand up when I'm talking to you.
I am standing up.
Oh, yes, of course. Ready, then? You're going to see the governor.
Me? See the prison governor? Well, I haven't done anything. Oh, I might have been singing in my cell after lights out, but that's not a crime, is it? If it was a crime, I'd be in prison, wouldn't I?
You are in prison.
I know, and I don't like it either. Cells are too small and the food's a disgrace. When I asked for porridge this morning, they said one lump or two.
Never mind all that, Norman. Here's your National Insurance card, your UB40 form. Money?
Money? Insurance card? UB40 form? What's all that about then?
Come on, move! The governor is waiting!
Enter!
Prisoner C71633, sir.
Yes, Norman Hood.
That's me, sir. Norman Hood. With an H.
This is the day of your release, Hood. A free man launched into the outside world.
No, wait a minute. No, you got it all wrong.
Say sir when you speak to the governor.
Sir, well, you got it all wrong, sir. No. I'm not due to be let out yet. Besides, I was planning to escape this afternoon.
I didn't hear that.
Well, I worked it all out on my pocket calculator, you see. I was given 6 months, see? So 7 days in a week, right? 4 weeks in a month, see?
Oh dear.
And that means I don't get out of this place till, the 38th of April 1956. Oh, no, that can't be right either.
Keep quiet, Hood!
I assure you that this is the day of your release. Furthermore, we don't want to see you here again, ever.
No, don't you worry, look. I'm going straight. I'm going to look for happiness, decent food and somewhere to live.
Yes.
But maybe not in that order.
Well, I think I can help you, Hood. Here is a letter of introduction from me to someone who wishes to encourage you to find your feet again. This person is dedicated to all manner of charitable enterprises.
A letter of introduction, eh? Cool. Well, thanks a lot, sir.
The name and address is on the envelope.
N. Matthews, The Elms, Grove Avenue.
Good luck, Hood, and remember, keep to the straight and narrow this time. You've been in and out of prison more times than I've had hot breakfasts.
Well, you're lucky, ain't you? I was just saying, the breakfasts here are terrible. Brown lace round the eggs and burnt toast.
Hood!
And
get moving!
Well, this is Grove Avenue, and this is the Elms. Looks familiar somehow. Strange. I wonder who N. Matthews is. I hope he's in. God, look at that. A Rolls Royce in the drive. He must be loaded.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, hello. Is Mr. Matthews in, please?
Mr. Matthews?
Yeah, that's right. Your boss. You must be... No, don't tell me. He's housekeeper, eh?
Certainly not. I own this house.
Oh, well, suit yourself. I've got this letter of introduction, see, to N. Matthews.
Ah, I understand. I'm N. Matthews.
But you're a lady.
Yeah, I try to be. And I succeed. Do come in. And don't forget to wipe your feet on the mat.
I'll wipe my shoes as well.
Yes, I'm Mrs. Natalie Matthews.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you, Mrs. Matthews.
Oh. According to this letter of introduction from your governor, you are Norman Hood.
You got it in one. And I'm really going straight this time. And I'm going to work hard. Honest.
Admirable. Because I can offer you a job here as a gardener and general handyman.
Oh, I don't know anything about gardens. I know what grass looks like.
The job includes accommodation.
Oh, you're on. Cool. I'll be your gardener.
Good. Do you have a current driving licence?
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, it's here in my pocket with my sandwiches.
Yeah, then you can also be my chauffeur. Tell me, Mr. Hood.
Oh, come in, Norman, please. Everyone else does. The girl in the post office, bus conductors, traffic wardens.
Tell me, Norman, does this house seem familiar to you in any way?
Well, come to think of it, yes. Especially that big desk.
Exactly.
And that top drawer was locked, and I had to use the... Oh, God.
This very house was the scene of your last burglary.
Hey, oh, I'm sorry, but I slipped as I was passing, and next thing I knew, I'd fallen through the window.
An upstairs window? In court, your skill with drain pipes was mentioned, as I recall.
Well, that's true enough. Mum could never keep me in my car. I was up and over the rails before I could walk. But I kept landing on my head.
Yeah, that could account for a lot. Yes, strange that you enter by an upstairs window.
Strange?
Yes, particularly that I'd gone to the trouble of leaving the front door wide open for you.
Well, thanks. Well, I went out that way. What? You left the front door open for me?
Yes.
Well, you set me up.
Well, if that means did I want to be burgled, yes. You see, I was fully insured. And finished up being £20,000 to the good.
You got £20,000, but I only got £600. It's not fair.
Oh, every penny went to charity, I assure you. Yes, I wanted to be burgled, or more accurately, I wanted a burglar, and I still do. I need a general handyman around the place.
Yeah, but you see, I'm not very handy in any place.
As I said, you have free accommodation.
I'll learn. And you mean I'll have a room of my own? With a key on the inside of the door?
Naturally.
Well, there must be a catch somewhere, but I accept. You're on, Mrs. Matthews.
No, there's no catch. All you have to do is to obey my instructions exactly.
Exactly?
Exactly.
Cool. Hey, this is some car, isn't it, Mrs. Matthews? Can we go on the motorway so I can put my foot down?
No, Norman. I'm the one who puts her foot down.
Oh, don't you drive then, Mrs. Matthews?
Certainly not. I've never wished to involve myself in such matters. That's why God created chauffeurs. Now, slow down, Norm. I want you to take a good look at that car parked outside the large house over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the silver jig?
Yeah.
What about it, then? Why do you want me to look at it?
It belongs to a Mr. Bernard Bassington.
Oh, yeah? Bernard Bassington, eh? Cool. If he lived in a place like that... He can't be short of a bob or two, can he, eh? Yeah,
he and his wife have more money than sense. Now, drive back home, Norman, and I'll explain everything.
Home, eh? Oh, I just can't believe me luck.
Home. Well, you make a reasonable cup of tea. I grant you that.
Yeah, well, it would have been better if you'd let me put more than one tea bag in the pot.
Waste not, want not. The golden rule. That's what I find so disgraceful nowadays. This dreadful waste of resources. Half the population squandering and the other half living in squalor. It's scandalous.
Still, you're all right, aren't you? I mean, you're in the top half, eh?
Heavens, no. Well, I admit there was a time when I was, shall we say, comfortable.
All right, if you like. Comfortable.
In those days, I devoted a great deal of my time and energy to various charities. When Marcus Matthews was alive...
Marcus Matthews?
My husband. When he was alive, there was always money to spare.
Oh, he was loaded then, was he?
Yes, now I can't even afford to run my own house properly, let alone contribute to charity. That's why I've worked out this plan, to put things right. Now, when I saw you in court and heard your name, well, I knew it was fate.
No, it's not fate.
Well, what is it then?
It's Hood, Norman Hood.
Exactly. You could even be a direct descendant of the great man himself.
What great man?
Robin Hood, the hero who robbed the rich and gave to the poor. And that's what we have to do.
Hang on a minute.
Tell me, do you know how to... what is the term? Can you hotwire a car?
Hotwire? Well, of course I can. Why?
Well, you remember that car I showed you? The Jaguar? Could you drive it away without keys?
Yeah, I could. I'm not going to. I'm going straight this time. I am not stealing no cars.
Any cars?
No, I'm not stealing any cars either.
Well, whoever suggested such a thing? I just want you to borrow it for an hour or two, that's all.
Borrow it?
Now, you can take that one on the motorway if you like, and put your foot down. Only try not to scratch the paint. When you come back, you're going to leave it where you found it, with a little thank you note on the dashboard. Just fetch a piece of paper from my bureau, and I'll dictate it to you.
Me? What for?
Well, you can write, can't you?
Of course I can write. Oh, so now I'm your secretary as well, am I?
My private secretary.
Oh, well, in that case, sir.
Yes, the Bassingtons might recognise my handwriting. Now, just write down to whom it may concern.
To whom it may concern?
What did you say?
It's not very easy to read. Handwriting's terrible.
Well, what do you expect? He's only a car thief.
Beatty, darling, he's not a thief, is he? He brought the car back again.
Well, yes.
And just listen to this. My heartfelt apologies for having borrowed your car so unceremoniously, but it was a matter of life and death, and I am deeply grateful.
I do see what you mean, Bernie. It doesn't sound like car thief.
It goes on. I would be delighted to explain my complicated situation in more detail if you'd give me the pleasure of entertaining you to dinner.
Dinner?
I have therefore taken the liberty of booking a table this evening at the Royal Palm. Where I look forward to meeting you and your lovely wife.
Oh.
How did you know?
Well, you must have seen me somewhere, obviously.
Yes. and your lovely wife at 8 o'clock tonight.
Tonight?
Please don't disappoint me. Sincerely, Gerald Digby Fortescue.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Very. Unless, of course, it's a hoax.
Why should it be a hoax?
Some of those lads at the club spend their time thinking up ghastly practical jokes. We'd feel pretty silly sitting in the Royal Park restaurant with egg on our faces, wouldn't we?
We certainly won't be having eggs if he's paying. Anyway, it's easy to find out. Call the restaurant and check.
Royal Park, can I help you?
Oh, yes, good afternoon. I wonder if you can tell me, have you a table booked for Mr. Gerald Digby Fortescue tonight?
One moment, sir.
What's he saying?
Yes, 8 o'clock. His secretary made the reservation about an hour ago.
Fine. Excellent.
What's he say? What's he say?
Oh, Petey, shut up. It's just that my wife and I had an invitation, and I wanted to make sure we got the right time and place.
Absolutely, sir. His secretary left special instructions. I've already selected the champagne.
Oh, put it on ice, will you?
If you insist, sir.
Well, you know what? This ain't my idea of fun. My first night on the outside, and what do? I sit inside the car in the pouring rain just waiting.
Beggars can't be choosers, Norman. It's all part of the job.
Beggars? Hey, now, that's another thing. You never told me how much you're going to be paying me, did you?
Well, that rather depends. It'll vary. Sometimes more, sometimes less.
Oh, I see. But you mean, according to how much we knock off, I suppose. So I'll be on percentage then, eh?
Certainly not. You can put that idea right out of your head. And don't let me ever hear you using that expression again. You'll basically be sharing my income, my widow's pension.
I ain't taking half your pension.
Who said anything about half? You'll do as I do, Norman. We shall live modestly, but you'll have a home. That's what you want, isn't it?
But no percentages, then, eh?
Something's happening. The front door's opening. Here they come.
Go on, look at them. Hey, oh, they do look nice, though, don't they?
They're pigs, both of them. They'll go anywhere for a free meal.
Do hurry up, Pete. It's tipping down out here.
Oh, shut up, Bernie. Enough. In these heels.
Keep your head down, Nat. They'll see us.
Under those umbrellas. Don't be silly. And less of the gnat.
Hey, look, they're going. What are we going to do now?
Well, I'm not going to do anything. You're going to make a phone call.
Am I?
Yes, or rather Mr. Digby Fortescue is.
Mr. Digby Fortescue?
That's you. I want you to call the Royal Park Restaurant.
You want me to pretend to be this Digby? What's it, bloke? He sounds a bit posh, though, doesn't he?
Exactly. So remember, perfect diction and enunciation, and no dropped H's. Here.
What's this?
A car phone.
Honey, car phone. Is there a telly in here as well, then?
Norman.
Yes, Nat?
And don't call me. Oh, just get on with it.
Royal Park Restaurant, good evening.
Oh, good evening, yes. Can I have a word with the head waiter, please?
This is here.
This is who? Oh, yes, I got you. I'd just like to confirm that I've booked a table this evening for free.
A table for...
For free.
Yeah, I think you must be mistaken, sir.
Tell him who you are.
Tell him what? Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm Gerald Digby Fortescue, and I'm just confirming once again that I have booked a table.
Ah, a table for three. Oh, yes, of course.
Ah, yeah. When my guests arrive, would you be grateful enough to tell them that I've been delayed and that in the meantime they can order as much as they want to?
Champagne!
Yeah, it was right in my ear all that.
Pardon, sir?
I'm sorry. There's a lot of interference going on this line. I'm speaking from my car phone, you see. You know, my Rolls-Royce car phone.
Norman, get on with it.
As I was saying just now, please make sure that my guests swallow a lot of champagne. Nothing is too much trouble for my dear friends, the Beddingtons.
Bassingtons.
Beddingtons.
Very good, sir.
Before you go, if they want two helpings of pudding or anything like that, just tell them to feel free and make sure that they get plenty of custard.
Norman,
heaped all over
up.
It. Yes. Thank you. I was going to enjoy that.
Yes, I could tell you were way over the top. Now, up the drainpipe and into the house. There are bedrooms on the first floor, and the safe's over the dressing table behind the warhole. Bring all the jewel cases and be as quick as you can. And here, take this with you.
Oh, what's this then?
Your very own portable phone, so we can keep in touch throughout the operation.
No, I can't.
Oh, don't be silly. It's perfectly simple to work.
No, I mean, I really can't do it.
Of course you can. A little safe-cracking job like that?
You don't understand. I told the chief that I was going to go straight. No more burglaries, I said.
Norman, this isn't a burglary. We're simply redistributing some wealth that's got into the wrong hands.
But this jewellery belongs to the Bassingtons.
Several times I've asked Bernard Bassington and his wife to contribute my charitable appeals. They've never given me a brass farthing.
Yeah, but all the same...
And you know how they acquired that house of theirs? They bought up the ground lease and then persecuted poor old Mrs. Phipps, who was living there, until they forced her out.
Yeah, but they must have paid Mrs. Phipps something for it.
Yes, about a tenth of what it's worth.
Yeah, but every
Mrs.
time...
Mrs. Phipps no longer has a home of her own. She's living in the Sunset Rest Home for the Aged.
Oh.
I think it's high time that the Bassingtons made a donation to charity. And if they won't do it of their own accord, we shall have to organise it for them.
Well,
don't
yeah.
you agree?
I do not half. I see what you mean.
Splendid. I'll stop wasting valuable time and get to work. Now, have you got your toolkit with you? Jimmy, skeleton keys, everything you need?
Yep, I've got everything. Well, wait a minute. Now, what are you going to do?
I'll be the lookout. I shall stay here and keep guard. And if you come up against any little problems, you can tell me on car phone. Well, don't just sit there, Norman. This is it. Off you go.
Oh, it's all right for her. Sitting in the car nice and dry. Oh, probably catch me dead of cold. I will. Dripping all over the bedroom carpet. How am I supposed to open a safe with an electronic anti-burglar lock? Oh, blimey, not already. Hey, Nat, I thought you said we got to use the portable phone.
Bernard, is that you?
Sorry, you? Who's that?
I want Mr. Bassington. Who's that?
Well, I asked you first, didn't I?
This is Mr. Bassington's mother. I want to speak to him.
Oh, well, hang on. I'll get him for you. Bernie! Bernie! No, I'm sorry, he's not here.
Oh, what a nuisance. In that case, I'd better speak to that wife of his.
Oh, all right, well, hang on. I'll see if I can get her as well. What's her name, then?
Beatty.
Oh, Beatty! Beat! Oh, it's no good. No, I'm sorry, she's not here either. They've gone out. There's nobody here.
Nobody at all?
Yeah, that's right, there's nobody here at all. Well, yeah, well, of course, I'm here, aren't I? You're talking to me, isn't you?
Who are you?
I'm no. Nobody.
Nobody?
Well, nobody special. I'm just the plumber.
The plumber?
Yeah, but it seems water all over the carpet. They must have sprung a leak. All the place is in a little mess.
Oh, dear.
But it's all right, I'm seeing to it.
But if Mr. and Mrs. Bassington aren't there, who let you in?
Well, they did, before they went out to dinner. Hey, what's your name, then?
Mrs. Winifred Bassington.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. Hey, Winnie, you wouldn't happen to know anything about electronic wiring by any chance, would you?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, no, never mind. Because I'm a bit busy at the moment. Bye, Win. Oh, God. Oh, how am I supposed to concentrate with people ringing up all the time? Oh, no. Yeah, I'll take the phone off the hook. Yeah. Oh, positive terminal, negative terminal. Oh, blimey, I can't make head or tail of this. Oh, I thought I'd take the phone off the hook. Oh, blimey, it's that portable thing. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello, Natalie. It's Norman here.
I know who you are, Norman. And I am Mrs. Matthews. Please try to remember. What's taking you so long?
Well, I've been on the blooming phone, haven't I?
On the phone? Who on earth to?
I've just been chatting to Winnie.
Winnie?
Yeah, Bernard's mother. Oh, she's a sweet old lady. A pity her son doesn't turn
out
to be such a...
What? You shouldn't have answered the phone to her.
I didn't know it was her when I answered the phone, did I? Anyhow, she was very nice to me. She didn't keep shouting at me all the time like
oh,
you do.
I'm sorry. Do you realise how late it is? The Bassingtons will be coming back soon. What's happening?
Nothing's happening. It's no use. Can't get into the safe.
Oh, don't be absurd. Surely you can force it open? What about your toolkit? That oxygen thingamajig?
Oh, you mean the oxyacetylene torch? Oh, no, I don't like using that. No real expert would rip open a safe with oxyacetylene. Well, except in an emergency.
Norman, this is an emergency. Now, will you stop talking and please get on with it?
I hope you enjoyed your meal, sir.
Not bad. Not bad at all, eh, BT?
Well, the balugger was rather skimpy, and there wasn't enough lobster and thermidor.
Still, you made up for it with your double helping of crepes grand marnier, eh?
There's only one thing wrong with this evening. It's such a pity Mr. Fenby Dottiskill never turned up. I was really looking forward to meeting him.
Well, he's obviously a very busy man. Some other time, perhaps. What's this?
Your bill, sir.
By the way, sir, it doesn't include a service charge. We prefer to leave that to your discretion.
But we were invited here by Mr. Digby Fortescue.
Oh, quite so. Mr. Digby Fortescue booked the table, but he didn't leave any instructions about the bill.
The bill? But
hey, I can see that. Oh, my God. Oh, this is disgraceful. I've never heard of such a Bernie. Bernie! Wait, I think you better call a doctor. My husband's got a very funny colour.
Oh, no. Now what? Yes, Norman? What seems to be the trouble?
Natalie, can you hear a funny noise?
What do you mean? A sort of crackling sound? It's probably a bad line.
No, it's not a line. It's the curtains. They're on fire.
What?
Well, I had a bit of trouble with the oxyacetylene. First of all, it set fire to the dressing table, and then it sort of spread. Well, what do you think I ought to do?
Well, I think you ought to get out of there, very quickly. And while you're doing that, I shall call the fire brigade.
Oh, do stop going on, Betty.
Well, that was a most embarrassing evening. And it was all your fault.
Well, if you hadn't eaten everything on the menu... My fault?
Well, you should have checked Digby Fortescue's credentials.
Don't be so stupid, woman. Obviously, there's no such person. It was a hoax.
Who would do such a thing? And why?
Hello? Someone's had a worse evening than us.
Bernie, he's pulling into our street.
Oh, my God, it's...
It's our house.
Norman, hurry up. Stop messing around. Oh, my... Now, what's he doing?
Right over this way! Pull in here! Well, don't park, Ben. Leave room for another one, because they'll be sending more than one fire brigade, I hope, anyhow. Because it's hell of a blaze. Right, this way! Come on, hurry up! No, that's too far! Now, back up, please! You're on a double yellow. Well, yeah, well, we don't want any trouble, do we? Now, come and move! Or else we could have the police here, and that's the last thing we want, isn't it? Right, now, the fire's upstairs in the bedroom. Do you want me to give you a hand with the hose?
Oh, no.
Oh, Bernie, I can't believe it.
BG, come over here. Come inside the car out of the rain.
Actually, it's dreadful.
I know, dear. We happened to be passing and saw the smoke, so I called for the fire engine.
You called, Daniel. Bernie?
What is it now, BT?
Dear Natalie phoned the fire brigade. Wasn't that kind?
Oh, well done, Natalie. Thank God you were in the area.
Oh, pure luck.
Yes. Who was driving?
My new chauffeur.
Hey, have you seen the state of this lot? Call themselves a fire brigade, put out a fire they could put out a cat.
Norman, this is Mr. and Mrs. Bassington.
Oh, pleased to meet you. Mr. and Mrs.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I'll beg your pardon.
This is Norman, my chauffeur.
Commandman, secretary, private, of course, and cook, gardener.
Yes, he was there trying to put the fire out before the fireman arrived on the scene.
Yeah, that's right, because, see, well, I do a bit of firefighting on the side.
How can we ever thank you?
Oh, well, think nothing of it, except because...
Yes?
Well, when the insurance money comes...
Norman!
Forget it. Like I said, it's all in the day's work.
Yeah, I think we should be going, Norman, unless there's anything we can do for you, BD.
No, that's all right. We'll check into a hotel for the night.
Yes, I suppose we'll have to.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, Bernie, your mum rang.
My mum? How do you know?
Well, the plumber told me.
Norman, drive.
Excuse.
Bless you.
Oh, cool. I was standing in the blooming rain for ages with all those dozy firemen. I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't get flu after this.
Yes, and that's all we can hope to show for our night's work. Really, Norman... I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to have to say this, but your trial run proved to be a complete and utter failure. You really haven't got a clue, have you?
No, well, I suppose not. But I have got a conscience, and I'll keep thinking about those blooming Bassingtons coming home after that expensive dinner, and then finding their house on fire.
Well, you needn't feel sorry for them. They'll be fully covered. I told you, insurance companies always pay up. That's what makes me so cross. The Bassingtons will come out of this richer than ever, and we'll get nothing.
Yeah, I know. And there'll be nothing for the poor old lady the Bassingtons forced out, will there?
Mrs. Phipps, you mean?
Yeah. Hey, where did you say she was again?
The Sunset Rest Home for the Aged. Oh, I can't bear to think of it.
Well, maybe we can help Mrs. Phipps just a little bit.
What is that?
What? Oh, that? Well, oh, that's just a little souvenir. Well, see, once the safe was open, it seemed a pity to ignore the jewel cases, didn't it?
Oh!
And the money, of course.
Oh, good heavens, Norman. There must be about £10,000 worth of jewellery there.
Yeah, plus, of course, another £10,000 in cash, eh?
Oh, look, that's wonderful.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to buy some new clothes now, won't I?
Norman, remember?
Oh, yeah, no percentages were... Oh, all right, then. Well, we should just have to send the whole lot to the Sunset Rest Home for the Aged, eh?
What a splendid idea. Oh, thank you, Norman.
Oh, thank you, Nat.
Norman.
Oh, sorry. Natalie.
Robin Hood was written by John Graham and Peter Ling and starred Norman Wisdom as Norman, Moira Lister as Natalie, and Rosemary Leach as Beattie Bassington. With Norman Jones as Bernard Bassington, Peter Gunn as the warder, Gordon Reed as the governor, Timothy Carlton as the waiter, and Anne Whizzer as Winifred Bassington. Director was Leslie Lawton.